Bhakti Alexei asks, at which stage of devotional service or stages before Shraddha a person understands that he or she is better off practicing spiritual economics, giving rather than taking, and makes a clear decision to do it as a purifying process on a regular basis? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks for everything, sarva dharma paritya. And then he says, if you can't give everything, then practice devotional service, become a sadhaka. If you can't do that, then just work for Krishna, do some kind of activity that ultimately will please Krishna. And then he says, give up the results of your work, give up the results of your activities. Of course, that giving up the results of activities is included in all of the preceding ones to a greater and greater degree. And it's there, it's part of spiritual culture, part of Indian culture, the concept of giving. For those who are not so spiritually inclined, they give to charities, they build hospitals, dig wells, make roads, feed the poor. Those who are spiritually oriented, then they do spiritual giving rather than good giving, materially good giving. They give for the service of the Lord and for spreading Krishna consciousness. In any case, as one of our donors once said a long time ago, the best business is donating. Why? Because that's the system. That's the Evam Pravartitam Chakra. This is the chakra that Krishna had set up. And when you give, Krishna reciprocates. One cannot just solely be a taker. And interestingly, I saw on the internet some time back a whole report on a class of people who give 50% of their income for different welfare causes. Why? Because they've realized that, why should I just take? I should also give. So I'm living in a society, there are people around me not as fortunate as I. Let me organize my life in such a way. And then they were living on half or sometimes even less than what they earned. And not spiritual. They weren't giving to churches. They weren't necessarily believers in God. But they did this. Of course, when someone is somewhat spiritually advanced, then he recognizes Bhuktaram. Krishna is the enjoyer, and he is the proprietor of everything. Everything actually belongs to him. So this idea that something is mine and I'm going to give, that's a less advanced concept than understanding that, well, everything belongs to Krishna. And this idea of giving, whether giving to charitable cause or giving to a spiritual cause, Krishna is giving me a privilege to use what he's given me to donate it, and by that make spiritual advancement. And of course, greatest spiritual advancement is made by giving to Krishna directly through Krishna consciousness movements. And when you do that, then you're living in harmony with Krishna's laws, you're living in harmony with the way of the world, and you get the best result. Which means that if your business is meant to thrive, it thrives most, because there's no obstacle, there's no irreligious activity standing in the way. Like paying taxes. Should one pay taxes? Well, of course, if you don't pay your taxes, what happens? In the short run, it may appear that you're doing well, you're making more money you're saving by not giving to the government. But sooner or later, the tax department catches up with you, they fine you, or even worse, they throw you in jail. So what have you gained? Rather, you've lost. Similarly, we cannot be takers in this world. We have to be givers. And when one recognizes, no, it's not mine, everything is Krishna's. I'm not donating because I don't have anything to donate, but rather I've got the privilege to be able to offer to Krishna what is his, then one becomes more spiritual. That is a sign of further spiritual advancement. So it's culture, and all of this is culture, this concept of giving. And unfortunately, as Kali Yuga progresses, people become less cultured, and they stop this process of giving. One always has to be a giver. Life in the balance, when you measure things out, you can't be taking more than you're giving, otherwise all the resources dry up. So when people are giving more than they're taking, then that becomes a spiritual economics. It becomes the proper way of conducting ourselves in the world. Hare Krishna.